Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is April 9, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Mercado Libre to invest $1 and 10 cents BLN in Mexico in 2021. Snapchat acquires fashion recommendation app Screenshop to expand its e-commerce efforts. Cana One completes acquisition of 51% equity interest of Payrite. Elrond partners with Shopping.io to enable eGold payments. Bambuser launches self-serve platform for live video shopping. Citigroup and IADB test blockchain-based cross-border payments. Cinder, Go Cardless, Integra Pay partner to facilitate cashless payments. Top Hatter enhances gamification experience on shopping platforms. Now let's get started. Mercado Libre to invest $1 and 10 cents BLN in Mexico in 2021. Mercado Libre has announced that it will invest $1.1 billion in Mexico in 2021, mainly to expand its warehouse facilities amid an increasing demand generated by the COVID-19 pandemic. According to Xinhua Net, the investment will be used for strengthening financial technology solutions such as its subsidiary Mercado Credito, boosting Mercado Envio's operations, expanding its logistics network, and doubling the square meters of its warehouse space nationwide. Furthermore, the expansion of operations will create more than 4,700 new jobs in areas such as shipping, e-payment, e-commerce, fraud prevention, marketing, and more. Overall, the planned investment for Mexico comes after the company's revenue grew over 100% annually in the third and fourth quarters of 2020. The enterprise has been present in Latin America since 1999, mainly through its Mercado Libre, Mercado Pago, and Mercado Envios platforms. Snapchat acquires fashion recommendation app Screenshop to expand its e-commerce efforts. Snapchat has acquired Screenshop, an app that scans your photos to identify your desired style choices, then provides clothing recommendations based on those findings. According to Social Media Today, Snapchat plans to incorporate Screenshop into its broader AR-integrated e-commerce efforts, which have been gaining momentum of late. The company's new Screenshop process will involve the app scanning the images saved to your memories, in order to then highlight relevant products that may be of interest. Furthermore, Snapchat will add the tool into its shopping integrations, which has already seen Snap develop new Bitmoji fashion products to boost branding efforts, and AR try-on tools for makeup and shoes. However, Snapchat didn't make an official announcement regarding this integration yet. Cana One completes acquisition of 51% equity interest of Payrite. Canada-based software technology company Cana One Technologies has announced that it has formally closed the acquisition of a 51% equity interest of Singapore-based PSP Payrite. Cana One issued an aggregate of 1,530,000 common shares to the current shareholders of Payrite, in exchange for 6,480 common shares of Payrite, representing a 51% equity interest in Payrite. Through its partnerships, Payrite will act as a single-source provider of payment technology solutions with global issuing and merchant acquiring. Payrite is partnered with Right Choice Payments, a major payments institution, MPI, license holder in Singapore. These partnerships will enable Payrite to offer services and solutions for payment processing and card issuing to merchants, financial institutions, and other industry B2B or fintech partners in its market. Elrond partners with Shopping.io to enable e-gold payments. Romania-based blockchain platform Elrond has announced a partnership with the crypto shopping platform Shopping.io to introduce e-gold as a payment option on U.S. e-commerce websites. The partnership has resulted in the incorporation of eBay, Walmart, and Amazon to the e-gold payment structure. Elrond is planning to make companies such as Amazon and eBay even more accessible to users with more diverse payment options. According to a representative of Elrond, the company's e-gold, EGLD, will be incorporated into the Shopping.io platform on the 8th of April 2021. This platform is designed to provide an easy crypto shopping experience for merchants, and plans to add Alibaba to its list of cooperators soon. A Shopping.io representative has commented on the development, explaining that the company aims for this partnership to prioritize its customers' experience. Bambuser launches self-serve platform for live video shopping. Bambuser has launched the live video shopping one-to-many starter package to enable businesses to engage shoppers using the company's interactive e-commerce technology. According to the press release, featuring the core functionality of Bambuser's live video shopping one-to-many platform, the self-service platform was developed in response to surging demand from retailers of all sizes. Requiring no long-term commitments or extensive onboarding processes, the solution is expected to drive a significant increase in new implementations among SMBs. To date, Bambuser has seen widespread adoption by larger retailers and global brands including Samsung, Farfetch, Adidas, and many others. With the starter version of live video shopping, any business can quickly and easily incorporate shoppable live streaming into their e-commerce strategy. Furthermore, to sign up for the solution, businesses need only create an account with a valid credit card for payment. After completing the automated onboarding process, they are immediately able to stream live shopping events from their own domain, providing shoppers with a high-quality interactive experience. Citigroup and IADB test blockchain-based cross-border payments. Citigroup has announced cooperating with the Inter-American Development Bank, IADB, to carry out a proof of concept for blockchain-based cross-border payments. In the test, Citigroup's Citi Innovation Labs and IADB enabled multiple payouts of tokenized money from the United States to a recipient in the Dominican Republic. The IADB deposited tokenized USD in a Citi account and transferred this money via digital wallets. The money was converted into the local Dominican currency, DOP, after tokenization, using the exchange rate set by Citigroup. The test used the LACChain blockchain network, a development of the IADB's regional LACChain program. IADB was able to provide instant traceability of transactions, exchange rates and fees, creating a new method for cross-border payments from the United States to countries in Latin America and the Caribbean. This should facilitate official development aid and international remittances, for example. The IADB is an international organization supporting the economic and social development of Latin America that uses blockchain technology to accomplish their goals. Their innovation laboratory IDB Lab set up its blockchain-oriented LACChain program in 2019. The open-source LACChain runs on the blockchain and a smart contract platform Quorum from JP Morgan. Cinder, Go Cardless, Integra Pay partner to facilitate cashless payments. Cinder, a smart accounting software for SMBs and accountants, has partnered with Go Cardless and Integra Pay to facilitate cashless payments via direct debit or credit cards for SMBs. According to the press release, Cinder automates the management of cashless payments, including accounting, reconciliation, invoicing, and more. Therefore, Cinder launches Organizations, a specially designed feature that enables accountants to efficiently manage multiple clients within a single interface. Moreover, accepting recurring payments around the world is the foundation of Go Cardless services, while Cinder helps businesses to account for such transactions with ease. The pain of processing multi-currency transactions fades away as Cinder automatically adds correct conversion rates to QuickBooks and Xero invoices. Businesses can go back in their sales history to import historical payment information from Go Cardless to QuickBooks or Xero whenever they need it. Besides, Cinder achieves outstanding accuracy of financial reporting thanks to the two-step reconciliation performed between the Go Cardless and checking bank accounts. Cinder automatically creates a clearing account in QuickBooks or Xero to fetch payment information from Go Cardless invoices and sales receipts with full detailing, including fees, taxes, and refunds, for further reconciliations. Furthermore, the company provides advanced tools that allow making smart adjustments for sales and processing fees categorization, easy tax reporting, and inventory tracking. Go Cardless customers can assign classes to income or processing fees based on the amount, description, memo, or other details in their transactions. All specified information gets applied automatically in the right lines in QuickBooks or Xero for accurate financial reporting. Top Hatter enhances gamification experience on shopping platform. Top Hatter, a discovery shopping marketplace, has announced the addition of integrated minigames to its e-commerce platform. According to the press release, with the introduction of two integrated minigames, customers can now earn points and then redeem rewards to personalize their buying experience, receive special advantages that can give them an edge when bidding on products, and apply credits off their purchases. Therefore, users can earn points by participating in the two games' quests and treasure spin. Quests appear as a set of daily and weekly challenges where customers can earn points by completing tasks while shopping, such as viewing products or placing bids. To play Treasure Spin, customers simply spin a digital wheel to earn points, cards, and more. A total of 1.2 billion points have been earned, of which approximately 900 million points have been spent in the points economy. Furthermore, customers can currently use the points in the online card store toward three types of cards that elevate their e-commerce experience or to unlock other features within the app. To date, shoppers have purchased 2.8 million cards. The cards include Win Skins. The skins adjust the look and feel of virtual auctions, adding special effects to bidder screens such as fireworks or a dancing llama. Functional Cards. These cards can change the function of an auction when played. For example, the Snipe card allows users to place a last-minute bid on an item without resetting the clock to secure a near-guaranteed purchase. Credit Cards. The credit cards are redeemable for 50 United States cents to 20 United States dollars off a purchase. Mystery Packs. Mystery Packs come in two sizes and include a mix of 3 to 5 cards. Mystery Packs can include a 5 United States dollars or 20 United States dollars credit card, respectively. Overall, as a mobile discovery marketplace, Top Hatter operates at the category-defying intersection of marketplaces, gaming, and discovery retail, combining the fun of a game, the great deals and rich margins of a discovery retailer, and the lean business model of a marketplace. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.